It's Wednesday, the 18th of December, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Electoral Commission of Namibia is currently overseeing the inspection of sensitive election materials following a High Court ruling. The inspection takes place on 18 and 19 December after political parties raised concerns about potential irregularities in the 27 November presidential and National Assembly elections. The court's decision permits opposition parties, including the Landless People's Movement and the Independent Patriots for Change, to examine materials such as the vote count from polling stations. FNB Namibia's head of operational risk, Rasewayo Shirimuye, has warned of an increase in fraud cases during the festive season.
While our systems are robust and designed to detect and mitigate any potential threats, we would like to urge all our customers to remain vigilant, especially during the festive season when fraudsters are most active. We would like to encourage all our customers to avoid sharing personal information and to report any suspicious activities to the following numbers: 061-299-2222 or 081-953-6262.
South Africa's minister in the presidency, Nkumbudzo Ntshavheni, has warned that the country is seeing an increasing occurrence of cybercrime incidents and cyber attacks. In a parliamentary question, Police Minister Senzo Mchunu revealed that 2,679 cybercrime cases were reported over a period of 2 years, but only 83 of them were referred to the National Prosecuting Authority. Ntshavheni says in the past year alone, the most prevalent threat has been ransomware attacks in both the private and the public sector. The Democratic Republic of Congo has filed lawsuits against Apple Inc. in France and Belgium, accusing the company of using minerals pillaged from the Central African country in its products. According to Bloomberg News, the DRC's lawyers have initiated criminal complaints against the U.S. tech giant's subsidiaries in the two European countries over the contamination of Apple's supply chain with what they call blood minerals. And a group of European countries have issued a fresh warning about Iran's nuclear program.
France, Britain and Germany have issued a joint statement as part of UN consultations, saying that Iran was growing its stockpile of highly enriched uranium to unprecedented levels without any credible civilian justification. The countries, known as the E3, say in a statement that Iran must reverse its nuclear escalation. According to the International Atomic Energy Agency, Iran is now the only non-nuclear weapons state to possess uranium enriched to 60%. Experts say that's well on the way to the 90% required for an atomic bomb. Responding to the statement, Iran's ambassador to the UN warned the E3 countries that if they decided to reimpose sanctions, they would face a harsh and disproportionate response. Trent Murray, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.